It took me some time to find a noodle vendor, but at last I returned carrying two bowls of steaming noodles. Pumpkin was sound asleep with her head back and her mouth open, as though she were hoping to catch raindrops. It was about 2 in the morning, and a few people were still strolling around. One group of men seemed to think Pumpkin was the funniest thing they'd seen in weeks, and I admit it was odd to see an apprentice in her full regalia snoring on a bench. When I'd set the bowls down beside her and awakened her as gently as I knew how, I said, "Pumpkin, I want so much to ask you a favor, but I'm afraid you won't be happy when you hear what it is." "It doesn't matter," she said. "Nothing makes me happy anymore." "You were in the room earlier this evening when Hatsumomo talked with the doctor. I'm afraid my whole future may be affected by that conversation. Hatsumomo must have told him something about me that isn't true, because now the doctor doesn't want to see me any longer." As much as I hated Hatsumomo, as much as I wanted to know what she'd done that evening, I felt sorry at once for having raised the subject with Pumpkin. She seemed in such pain that the gentle nudge I gave her proved to be too much. All at once, several teardrops came spilling onto her big cheeks as if she'd been filling up with them for years. "I didn't know, Chio-chan," she said, fumbling in her obi for a handkerchief. "I had no idea." "You mean what Hatsumomo was going to say? But how could anyone have known?" "That isn't it. I didn't know anyone could be so evil. I don't understand it. She does things for no reason at all except to hurt people. And the worst part is, she thinks I admire her and want to be just like her. But I hate her. I've never hated anyone so much before." By now, poor Pumpkin's yellow handkerchief was smeared with white makeup. If earlier she'd been an ice cube beginning to melt, now she was a puddle. "Pumpkin, please listen to me," I said. "I wouldn't ask this of you if I had any other alternative. But I don't want to go back to being a maid all my life, and that's just what will happen if Hatsumomo has her way. She won't stop until she has me like a cockroach under her foot. I mean, she'll squash me if you don't help me to scurry away." Pumpkin thought this was funny, and we both began to laugh. While she was stuck between laughing and crying, I took her handkerchief and tried to smooth the makeup on her face. I felt so touched at seeing the old Pumpkin again, who had once been my friend, that my eyes grew watery as well, and we ended up in an embrace. "Oh, Pumpkin, your makeup is such a mess," I said to her afterward. "It's all right," she told me. "I'll just say to Hatsumomo that a drunken man came up to me on the street and wiped a handkerchief all over my face, and I couldn't do anything about it because I was carrying two bowls of noodles." I didn't think she would say anything further, but finally she sighed heavily.